You know, the more I listen to that, the more I wonder. We got to talk to Mike Morgan about this. Mike Morgan is a wonderful guy. He's the voice that does all these lead-ins. But if I'm a flight instructor, why am I in the left seat? I should be in the right seat. I'm going to work with him on that. No. Anyhow, welcome to Around the Patch with Amy Labota. I have here with me today the esteemed Dr. Peggy Chavarian. She is the president of Women in Aviation International, and I might say she's also the publisher of Aviation for Women magazine, which is the official publication of Women in Aviation International, and my boss. So, welcome, Peggy. How are you today?
Hi, Amy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Hey, tell me, what's been going on Women in Aviation International-wise here at the show? You guys are over in the Bee Hangar, right?
Over in the Bee Hangar, and it's been very busy the first few days here at AirVenture. People in terms of the memberships, and we've got, of course, merchandise there, too, and signing up for our breakfast coming up on Friday morning.
Oh, that's right. When is that?
Well, it's Friday morning at 8 o'clock over at the EAA Nature Center Pavilion, and we've got some great celebrities coming in. We call it the Women Innovation Connect Celebrity Breakfast, but we have the Misty Blues, all-female parachute team.
Excellent.
By.
Skydivers, they are so cool. I've seen them.
Deborah Hirschman, the NTSB chairman, is coming by to visit
excellent.
Us.
Excellent.
And just and a lot of folks. But it'll be a great event. A lot of announcements, including the Disney Dream Cruise.
Oh, that's
grand prize.
Right. We're giving away a cruise on Friday.
Yeah,
so. That's going to be really cool.
Yep.
I think somebody's going to be very excited. It's not just a cruise, though. I mean, there's other prizes, including conference registrations, right?
Airline tickets to go to the conference.
Exactly.
Set of luggage. So, yeah, there's a lot of prizes, and things we'll be giving away there at the breakfast.
And people can still sign up for that where? At the booth?
At the booth. We prefer you to sign up at the booth ahead of time just for our account for the caterers. But you can, if it works out and your plans change. You thought you were going to leave, you know, Friday morning, but you're hanging around here at AirVenture. We'd love to have you just come on by and sign up on site.
Yeah, but there's more things going on. I mean, the whole Women Venture thing. Can we talk about Women Venture? Where did that come from?
Well, Women Venture, a few years ago, after the EA event was over, and talking about, you know, there are a lot of women here at AirVenture, have been coming for years, doing a lot of things, but not really maybe noticeable. And Pat Lupke, a lady works with us in our marketing thing, said, you know, we need to have maybe get all the women pilots who are here at AirVenture together at one time in one place. And we even talked about maybe, you know, contacting Guinness for a world record kind of thing or something. But anyway, and make them visible. So came up with the idea of this T-shirt. Everyone would wear the same T-shirt, get this photo taken. And now this is the fourth year that we'll be doing that. And again, this Friday at 10:30. So you can have breakfast. Come on over to ConocoPhillips Square and ask all the ladies to wear the shirt. And you can get the shirts now. They're available on the site here at AirVenture in four locations. They're at the Women Innovation booth in Hangar B. They're at the EAA membership tent, and that also there's a logbook. We want everybody to sign in at either our booth or at the EAA membership tent. There's some at the 99s tent as well, and also Embry-Riddle has some for their alumni or students who are here on the grounds.
Ah, excellent, excellent. You know, you're right. There are a lot of different groups and possibilities. Another program that's going on that I know Women in Aviation International participates in, as well as do the 99s and EAA, is the Women Soar, You Soar project.
Great.
Which is later this week, right?
Right. They changed the dates instead of at the beginning of the week, doing it, I think, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday this year. And about 100 high school young ladies will get a full experience of AirVenture, have mentors that will be with them throughout their stay here, and they get to stay overnight over the dormitories. I don't know if they're doing the museum overnight this year or not, but it's a great experience.
Yeah, yeah. We participated in that. You've been a mentor for that. I've been a mentor for that. It is. It's a terrific experience. It's something that if you're thinking about doing that, if you know a middle school, high school girl, you need to plan out ahead of time, though. It's not the kind of thing you sign up for on site.
No.
They have a limited opportunity for it, and they've got to plan the dorms and the chaperones ahead of time. But that being said, those young ladies get an inside look at Oshkosh and the EA Air Venture Experience. Right. No question about that. We have had a very good time with them, and we will probably see some of them, hopefully, at Theater in the Woods on Thursday. Now, aren't we doing something there?
I was just going to say, and the other thing that's kind of kicking off the night before, Thursday night at the Theater in the Woods at 7 o'clock, from 7 to 8, we are celebrating, it's not only the centennial of naval aviation, which, of course, we're celebrating here throughout Air Venture, it's the centennial of the first woman to get her pilot's license, Harry Quimby, here in the United States. In fact, we have a Harry Quimby reenactor, Connie Tobias, who will be one of the panelists. She's also, in her own right, a U.S. Airways captain, has flown the Blériot a number of times that Harry Quimby flew.
Well, she's flown not just the Blériot, she's done the Wright Flyer reproduction, too,
right.
Didn't she?
Yes, back in 2003, she was one of the few five or six test pilots and the only woman involved with that Wright 3 Flyer project. So she's one of the panelists. We also have Lieutenant Kay Heyer, who's a United States Navy captain and has also been an astronaut, so she'll have some great stories to share with us. And the other panelist will be Connie Boland here at EA.
Oh, terrific.
With the
Connie.
Warbirds. Yes.
Now, another airline captain.
And a Delta airline captain, who her story, she started out as a flight attendant, said, look more interesting up in the cockpit, and ended up getting her pilot's license and obviously working up to be captain. And certainly very active here with EAA and the Warbirds of America.
Ah, terrific, terrific. So that's going to be pretty exciting. And the thing is, it's my understanding we're on from 7 to 8. Who's on after us?
Let me see. Bert Rutan.
Sorry, I was just being funny. So you should come out to Theater in the Woods. Come see us. Get a good seat
right.
for the follow-on act.
Yes. Well, yeah, well, I think we're his warm-up.
Right. We're the lead-in, and he's the follow-on. So you can get a real good seat ahead of time and come see us. Come see him.
Yeah.
That's the really cool part. And it should stop raining by then.
I
have to say, I'm kind of glad I wasn't in the campground this morning, because I had breakfast with somebody from the campground, and she said, yeah, there was a little reorganization to be done because her tent wasn't as waterproof as she had really hoped it was going to be.
I'm in the campground, and it's a little muddy out there this morning, but people out there and doing their things and putting on their ponchos and coming on out to the ground.
So. And it's not as muddy as last year.
No.
Understand.
Yeah, he's done a lot of work this year. There's a bit, good drainage out there now. So there's a little bit of standing water, but nothing like last year. And I'm sure it'll be draining very quickly today.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. So we've got Theater in the Woods. We've got the breakfast on Friday morning. We've got the picture at ConocoPhillips Plaza. And the really cool part about that, the timing is actually really good. Mm-hmm. Because you might not realize it, but the Boeing 787 will be arriving around 9:15, mm-hmm. right into ConocoPhillips Plaza. You're not going to want to miss that.
Right.
So, let's get down there to the plaza and take a look around. We're talking about having people start to gather. You'll see those green shirts coming together right at the nose mm-hmm. of the Boeing 787, right around 10:15 or so.
Yes.
And then, depending on which way the sun is shining, hopefully the sun will be shining.
Yes.
We're going to take that picture and you'll get a close-up of that brand-new airplane.
Now, I just happened to think also with that picture that morning, there are a special group of ladies who are here who will be in the picture and who are getting a special tour of the 787. And they won't be wearing the green T-shirts. They'll have on their blue uniforms from World War II. Several of the WASPs are here again with us this year, and they'll be there as well.
You have an opportunity to meet the WASPs either at the celebrity breakfast, or definitely at ConocoPhillips Plaza. Yeah. We're going to hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Peggy Chavery and Women Aviation International.